Tell me why did you make that song boy cry?
G-Force, tell me why.
Big up Daddy Fridge.
I'm Mr. T.
G-Force sound. Oh, and great.
Hey, that.
Right now, you're in tune to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, and we're here with an artist that was born in Kingston, Jamaica, on the 5th of July, 1939. He attended the Alpha Boys School and is one of Jamaica's foundation singers who works spans the R&B, ska, rocksteady, and reggae eras of Jamaican music. He has been credited as Jamaica's first homegrown singing star. He became the first solo Jamaican artist to have an LP on Jamaican popular music. It's none other than the one and only Owen Gray. Thanks for giving us your time here at Lightning FM today. It's a great pleasure.
Great pleasure to be here, because when you mention about Owen Gray, you must always use the word the legend. Because I am the legend. Started in 1955. 65 years I've been in the business, and I'm still moving on.
A real, real legend. First of all, let me start off by asking you how you came into the music scene. As I know, by the age of 9, you were already winning talent contests. Please explain some more.
Before I was born, my mom was in the music. So the music was in her, and it was in me. By the time I get out in the world, it's become more better and bigger. So I had a go at it, and today I can say as well, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I'm amongst Mr. Fridge, standing on the ridge, you know what I mean, right? And for all the songs them that I've been doing in Jamaica, I'm the first in everything that you can talk about, putting away the calypsos and the mentors and the jazz. But when it comes down to the beat, because there's no beat that is blue, it's just a beat. We are used to call it 12-bar blues.
For real.
I've learned a lot from American singers. And one of my favorite singers, or two favorite singers, one Mr. Late Sam Cooke. You understand what I mean? And others, you know? And I do a lot of songs. I sing a lot of American songs. I've written a lot of songs. And it's a pleasure to know that how many honor I got on those songs for singing them, because I sing it as me.
For real. You was one of the first artists to be produced by Chris Blackwell in 1960, and your single Patricia was the first record ever released by Island Records. What was this like for you?
Hey, come on. Patricia wasn't the first for Chris Blackwell. Please Don't Let Me Go. And the B-side of it was Far Love. The next song was Darling Patricia. I've made a lot of songs for Chris Blackwell before it was Island, because it was R&B. In Jamaica, and myself and Jackie Edwards, the late Jackie Edwards, we were the two first artists that start working for Chris Blackwell. And then Lyle Akins. Lyle Akins came to this country early years, you understand? And before he went, I helped to write a song called Licka Sheila, and that is his first outlet song in Jamaica. Well, my baby had left me and gone away. Well, my baby had left me and gone away. And if you see my little Sheila, boom, send her home to me. You understand? Yeah, man.
Send her home for real. Okay, like you said, your first single, Please Let Me Go, it topped the charts in Jamaica. How did this help your career?
It helped my career very much. To send me further, which I've reached, and I'm still going, because when that song came out, it was number one in Jamaica for months. And then you have Jackie Edwards of called We're Gonna Love and Your Eyes Are Dreaming. We used to control the top 10 in Jamaica. Number one, number two, number two, number one, number three, number one. No one was out there. You understand what I mean? And then you have little Derek Morgan comes in the scene now. Yeah, fantastic guy that, you know, Derek Morgan, man. Is, you know, it's such a pity, right, that sights. But the sights may be gone, but the voice is still there. Because the last shows that we did, it was in Newcastle some time ago with Freddie McGregor.
Okay.
And it was marvelous. Boom. Boom, boom-bastic, not plastic, real, because we was playing with the Rough Cut Band.
Owen, you're full of lyrics. So considering you're full of lyrics, please give us a few lines out of Please Let Me Go.
Please let me go. Please let me go. When you hold my hand, I love you so. We both hold hands. Don't let me go. My darling Patricia, you've hurt me so, but I still love you wherever I may go. Medley girl. You see what I'm doing? I'm medley.
Well, we know anytime you go on stage and you do a medley, my gosh, you take it by storm. You've worked with producers like Leslie Kong, Prince Buster, Duke Reid, and most importantly, Cox and Dodd. And you were there at the beginning when Cox and Dodd was just starting up his legendary Studio One label. What was it like working with Cox and Dodd on the song On the Beach?
Ah, On the Beach. The thing about On the Beach, really, it wasn't for Coxon, really, you know. It wasn't Coxon. It was King Edwards was playing one Sunday holiday on the beach down in Oatree. Okay. And myself and the late Blues Busters went down there. You understand? Same. But when I'm going anywhere, in the, I always have a piece of paper and my pen or my pencil. So I sat on the beach on a rock and see these girls coming along on the wave and things like that. And it just come, and I said, and the sound was playing, you know. So King Edwards, DJ, was playing a rhythm. And I went back and says, play back that rhythm there for me. And then I wrote the song. Okay, so after coming back into town the next day, it's Monday, I went to see King Edward. I said, I've got a song for your sound system. And him said, sing it next to me here. And I, you know, round the back there home. Him said, yes. Him says, next week we're going to studio. And when I went down there, him says, come back the next week. Come back the next week. And I start getting fed up. So I go to Cox and says, I says, Mr. Dodd, I said, listen, I've got a tune for your sound system. And there was rehearsal going on because they was going to the studio too. And he says to Roland Alfonso, says, rehearse the Zikabuaya. And we rehearsed the tune. And that tune was the first tune them do. One take. Oh. You understand what I mean? Sir Coxon on the beach. You understand what I mean? Yeah. So this is all it, you know. A lot of people talk different things that they don't. It's on the hearsays. But they don't know it real. I know it's real, because I am real.
For real, you was one of the first, if not the first, that started out. It was spring of 1962, and you made a big decision to move to here in the UK. Why was this?
Surprise, because my elder brother was here.
Okay.
And he wrote back to me to let me know that this is the place, if you want to earn some money, this is the place, because all your songs is in Britain. Because there was a man that he used to move amongst called Record. He used to have two shops in Atlantic Road. You know where they built the train station on the now. Yes. On the left hand side. There was two record shops there. And he went in there and he talked to the people there, and they sent for me.
Okay.
You understand what I mean? I left Jamaica 1962, the 28th of May. Right? The 28th of May. Right. Get here the 29th. You understand what I mean? I came in BOAC. You understand what I mean? And that was, and I remember that it was £82.12.
Yeah?
In old money, £82.12.
How long did it take you for each year?
Just the next day. I left the evening, and around after 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I was at Heathrow Airport. You understand what I mean? So, but it's a choice. I took the spin, and so helped me I win.
For real. Let me ask you about the song Cupid, which hits the charts in 1968. How did the song come about?
Okay. Cupid was done for Emil Charlotte. Dandy was the producer.
Okay.
You understand what I mean? And they came to me one morning and says, we want you to do this tune here for Charlotte. So I said, how much money I get in? Sam says £500. I said, £500? I said, no, man, we want more than £500, man. Sam says, how much you want? He says, the man outside, so me outside now because they open my door. right? And he says, hello, Owen, because I met Charlotte outside Prince Buster's shop.
Okay.
Because Charlotte and Prince Buster was dealing, doing things together. You understand what I mean? Yeah. Right? And he says, okay, I give you £1,000. That sounds like a... I said, well, that sounds even better. I said, but I want some money now before I... He says, you want my... I says, yes. He says, we can write check. I said, me no want no check. Check is checking me out. So when we went to Old King's Road, they stopped and go and draw the money and give me. I says, no play, and we're going to the studio. One lick again, Cupid.
My gosh.
Yeah, man, you know. And that was a big thing out again, you know. But for Jamaica now, right, I became Jamaica number one in 1960. Right up until when 1964 went independent. Because when independent, 62, I went back home. Myself and Jackie Edwards. At the time, Millis Moore never came here yet. I am the teacher for Millis Moore. Mr. Dodd brought her to me and says, creditable. Those years was good, good years in Jamaica. You understand what I mean? I never been a rude boy in Jamaica. Always stand up for my rights, but never been a rude boy. You understand what I mean? I never go up and fly like no kite. Never been a rude boy. Always do things right. A little bit of wrong, but I'm still singing my song.
That's what we like to hear. Please give us a few lines out of Cupid.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. No, nobody else but me. Hey, 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 Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me.
What a thing so sweet. All right, let me move on to the song that took the Rasta community by storm, Hail the Man. Please explain some more about the song.
Well, Hail the Man is was written by two of us, right? When I realized it's a foreign song, you understand what I mean? But he changed up some of the words and things like that. But Hail the Man, it never do that much. People likes it, a lot of people like it, but it never do the justice that it was supposed to, you understand what I mean? Because lack of promotion. Like any artist, it's not every song he sings, you understand what I mean? Right? It's gonna boom out there. But still, it was something for people to listen to, because something different, you understand? And then I go on to give the children food, you understand what I mean? The greatest love. Many, 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 many songs. Songs that sometimes I don't remember until when I bought them up. You understand? So I've experienced a lot of things in life about the music. Meet with great musicians, work with some great artists. Never thought I would have, but I did. You understand me? I do a lot of traveling. I don't stop, never stop travel. I love traveling. I love to go to cities. I love to go to big countries. You understand me? Because one of my ambition was the country I had wanted to go, and I'm still going there, was Brazil.
Okay.
Brazil. Because I'm telling you, when you look at them ladies over there and them girls, shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle, me I drink, you don't even want to drink out the Coca-Cola out the bottle. Leave it as it is and keep it on ice.
Why? Full of lyrics, Mr. Owen Gray. Oh, yeah, so the real truth, for real.
I'm telling them, you go to Brazil, man, it's like you want to move over. You understand what I mean? It's not the Carolina business over there, you know.
All right. So much more happened over the years for you. You worked with loads more producers, brought out a number of albums. But one album I have to touch on is the 2004 album, Shook, Shimmy and Shake, the anthology, with tracks like Darling Patricia, Please Don't Let Me Go, Midnight track, and many more on this one. and Tumbling Dice, Stop the Fussing and Fighting, I Think of You, and more on this too. How did the album come about and what made you decide to do the anthology?
Well, myself and Chris Blackwell sat down and we talked about it. And it was the first Jamaican album to come out in Jamaica. With songs that I'd already done, new songs, you understand me? And when the album came out, it's called Owen Gray Sings. That was the first album. That was the first album in Jamaica for singing. The second album came out, it was for Keith and Enid. That song, Worried Over You. You remember the song? If you hear the song, if you didn't need my love, why didn't you let me know? Darling, I just can't resist to tell you how much I love you so. Beautiful song that was, man. It was a beautiful, big seller in this country, you know. Because when you used to go to house dance with blue spots to enjoy yourself, and when the lights switched off and that tune they're playing, skirt drops off, man.
I want to know how much wallpaper rubbed off the wall.
And I'm going to tell you something, more cargo sales. Yeah, man, you know, those were the good old days, man. But as I said, I give thanks and to know that I can stand in with a son in a way, because I've got son which is more elderly than you. You understand me? 16 kids, 8 boys and 8 girls, you know what I mean? My youngest daughter will be 32 in October, and my youngest son will be 24 in November. And I've got grands and greats. And when it says great, it makes me feel the greatest, you know what I mean? I'm great within myself. I don't go around and tell people, say, boy, I'm the greatest. You have some man come out and talk about, look at the, I am the greatest. A man look at him and say, no, you are the latest. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So, that was particularly one of my best albums that I did, to be honest. Because you cannot beat the originals. Because whatever music playing today, it's already been played. It's already been played. What you hear now, they're playing in Jamaica, rhythms and things, it's already been playing. They only circulate it. And spicy and a little bit of things in it, like, you understand what I mean? But it's already been played, you know? And I've been to Australia and work with the biggest ska orchestration in Melbourne around 3 times. And you're talking around 30 musicians. And it's just ska.
Great achievement.
85% of the music plays in Australia is blue beat music. So they live, they're born up, they grow up off that. Everywhere you go, blue beat music. The radio stations, them, blue beat music. You understand what I mean? If you says to them, go and play me a Sanchez or go and play, they have to start search. But when the time you says beat, who you want to hear? They do like that. Zim, it's there. You know? So it's nice traveling too. And to know where the music them travel, how far they went. You understand what I mean? Because a lot of us as artists, we don't know where our music gone. But there are earners that getting earns off it. Mind you, I get pripped and pripped and pecked and pripped and pripped from a lot of producers and things like that. But hey, come on, you know what I mean? Who don't? Sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't, but it happens all the time. It doesn't matter what company you are with. They must get a big bite out of the apple. Yes, I mean? But give thanks and praise that I balanced myself along the line, you know what I mean? And I'm here, can talking to all these people and now where yourself and, you know? And I only hope and wish that when the time has come, as Slim Smith says, great singers that was Slim Smith. Great, great singers. I say you wanna be loved, but you won't let me love you. Say you wanna be kissed. How long I've been wanting to hold you. Beautiful voice. Sam Smith, man. Delroy Wilson. When he made this song called Cecilia, that was his wife's name. Bad children. Man rub off girls' curtain. I'm feeling pants drop off dinner. Yeah, man, you know. So Jamaica time, Jamaica, oh God, Jamaica, Jamaica's still there because it's not going nowhere. It's just the people. It's just the people. And listen, Mr. Fridge.
Yes, sir.
I want to say is, whatever you're doing in life, boss, honestly, truthfully, direct the youths them. You talk to the youths them, because I want to tell the youths them, says, listen, the fussing, the fighting, the guns, the knives, and the ammunitions ain't gonna solve nothing. Use your brains to attain the rights how to live amongst your brethren, your parents, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friends. You understand? Watch your attitude, because that is what messing up the world today. People's attitude. War, it brings poverty. That's what caused poverty all over the world. Recession is in this world for billions of years, but it only takes its time and creep up in England.
Owen Gray, it's been a great pleasure talking to you here at Lightning FM. Just before we go, please give us a positive message for the youths. Give us a couple of lines out of Stop the Fussing and Fighting.
We don't need no fussing or no fighting. All we need is love and understanding. We don't need no fussing and no fighting. All we need is love and understanding. 'Cause we're gonna make it. I know we're gonna make it. So don't break it. Have the love and you'll take it. Boom. This is Owen Gray talking to the Fridge Man. And I want you to know, whenever I am in London, in this city of where we are right now, I want to tell you, get the music going and listen to the boss. Don't freeze. Just make it easy and keep things real. Children of today, children in the ghetto, we know some not suffer. But hang on in there, because time will change. Watch how you go. Love, Owen Gray, sister.
Remember, this coming Saturday night, we'll see Owen Gray live at the Arch, 269 Brixton, Cold Harbour Lane, SW9 8SE. Doors open from 8 p.m. and I tell you, it's a show. If you want to come out and see The Godfather, it is the place to be. The Arch 269 this Saturday night.